It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Good morning. It's 7:06, up to 51 today. It's 22 right now. Mash for Cash coming up at about 7:20, 7:23, somewhere in there. What are we up to today? $135?
Yes.
$135 from Quality Lenders. If you can name all seven songs that are in the Mash for Cash. 8 o'clock hour, what is it we have to give away?
$15 gift card to McNally's.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll give that away about 8:20 or so this morning. Okay, you know how in the last few months I've been complaining about every time I see someone talking on a cell phone and not driving, that it's a woman. Now, I'm not trying to annoy anyone. I'm just calling it like I see it. That's all. And I'm not saying guys don't do it too.
I've seen plenty of guys do it.
Yep. I'm sure they do. But every time I see someone do it, it's a woman every time.
I think you're just like looking for it to be a woman.
Well, last week, here's another example. 20-year-old Kristen Simmons of Athens, Georgia was driving and talking on her cell phone. As she went around a curve, she lost control of her car and ended up flipping over.
Ooh.
The car ended up upside down, and according to witnesses, even though she was upside down, Kristen kept talking on her phone.
Nuh-uh.
When cops got there to rescue her, they noticed she smelled like alcohol.
Oh.
She was arrested for DUI, failure to maintain a lane, underage consumption of alcohol, and, of course, misuse of a mobile phone while driving.
Yeah.
Or while not driving and upside down.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I can't believe she held onto the phone while she was, like, flipping.
Well, she was drunk, so she was probably just so into the conversation. Oh, I think I just hit a bump.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so we've got Mash for Cash coming up here in a few minutes. There was also a thing here. Oh, yeah. Okay, this whole David Petraeus thing. Where this woman basically blew the whistle on it. Her name was Jill Kelly. She's one of the women who supposedly had an affair with General David Petraeus. She's a wife and mother living in Tampa, and acts as a social liaison volunteer at the MacDill Air Force Base there. Well, since the scandal broke, she's apparently called 911 several times to have protection sent over.
What?
Because people from the media are outside her house. And in a recent call to 911, she tried to use her status as a liaison, which doesn't qualify as a military title, to get diplomatic protection.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get off that, did you?
Thank you. And, you know, I don't know if by any chance, because I'm an honorary consul general, so I have inviolability, so they should not be able to cross my property. I don't know if you want to get diplomatic protection involved as well, but now they because that's against a lot of cross-site properties, since this is now like, you know, it's inviolable.
All right, no problem. I'll let the officer know.
Thank you.
Okay, sure. Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, bless
we'll get right
your
on that.
Heart.
We'll get right on that.
Wow.
Here's the thing, though. Like, they can't be on her yard. They can be in the street in front of her house. It's
public
property.
Yeah. Yep.
It's annoying. Close your blinds. You know, if you didn't want to be the center of attention, you know, don't blow the whistle.
Wow.
But, yeah. And not that I think she was wrong to do that, but I mean, if you're going to be messing with someone that high profile, you're going to get attention.
Be prepared for consequences.
Yep.
Wow.
I would like diplomatic immunity because I have a fancy little title that I sometimes use. I'm a social liaison. What the hell does a social liaison even do? They like plan parties?
I don't know.
Social liaison volunteer. So she's not even a paid employee at the base, but she wants diplomatic immunity.
What does that mean?
Or diplomatic protection. Not immunity, but protection.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Don't you know who I am?
That's a weird one.
That's very strange. The latest on the incident with Trooper Steen, there was basically the full report of what happened was released yesterday. Got the details on that coming up. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy. Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 720 up to 51 today, 22 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I started a new diet. It's called, I have $10 until Friday.
Yeah, it's a bummer when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
That was broke food city.
Very true.
I still like some of my broke food, though.
Okay.
I've been known to have ramen from time to time.
So much sodium.
Okay, just because it's bad for you doesn't mean it isn't good.
I'm not saying that I don't
so much sodium,
huh? Like a bowl of ramen every once in a while. I'm not saying that.
Well, you were so disgusted, like, oh.
I just know how much sodium is in it, and it just makes me just go, ooh, no, don't eat that.
You know what? If you had no sodium at all, you'd die. Okay, yes. I don't know if you'd die, but...
Some amount of sodium, just not get carried away.
So did you, I guess I had known about this with, like I'd heard stories and read stories of, aliases that athletes would use when they stay in hotels.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
Baseball players.
Yeah.
Cause they're on the road for, you know, days, weeks at a time and they're in the same city for several days.
So they stay in a hotel and not going to use your real name. And they're not going to say, hey, can I have Joe Mauer's room number?
Yeah. And most celebrities will check into hotels under aliases so people can't find them.
Makes sense.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, when they check into hotels, Bryce and Jasmine Piloff.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure they have gone on to other aliases since.
Right. I think they would change it out.
From time to time.
Yeah.
This is from Us Weekly. Justin Timberlake, he used to be Mr. Woodpond. Johnny Depp, his hotel alias was Mr. Drip Noodle.
Okay.
And George Clooney's alias?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's awesome. That's my favorite.
I went around the internet looking for some athletes. I didn't find a ton, but Carl Everett, he's a baseball player. He was using Rod Stewart for a time.
What? Gosh.
Michael Vick, somewhat famously, was Ron Mexico.
Oh.
And then I found an article from 2007 of a bunch of different Yankee.
Oh.
New York Yankees hotel aliases.
I wonder what Joe Mauer's is.
I would be real curious, even if it's an old one that he used to use.
I want to know.
I would love to know what some of them are, because they usually have fun with them. Mike Messina, who used to pitch for the Yankees, his hotel alias was Simon Phoenix.
Simon Phoenix.
Very spy movie sounding name.
Yeah.
Jarrett Wright, he went by Turd Ferguson.
Wow.
Derek Jeter. He used Johnny Drama.
Nice, I like it.
That's a cool one.
Yeah.
Almost kind of sounds like a, if soap operas were comic books,
yeah,
that would be the name of the lead male.
Yeah, I like it.
Bernie Williams, former center fielder of the Yankees, went by Richard Long.
He's naughty.
Mm. I think my favorite of these Yankee ones was Don Mattingly, who was a coach back then. He went by Bruce Almighty.
Nice.
LeBron James has used Gordon Gekko. Remember, greed is good. You know, Wall Street?
Oh,
Gordon
okay.
Gekko?
Okay.
Yeah. What would your hotel alias be? Not that either of us need one, but if you had to have one.
Can I think about it?
You can think about it.
Hmm. I don't know. Let me think. I don't even know. It would probably be something a little on the naughty side, I'm guessing.
I'm going to need a minute to think about it, too. I've been trying to think of one all morning. I couldn't think of what I would use as a hotel alias.
Maybe we can get some suggestions.
Maybe. If you got a suggestion, just email or text it to am@hot1047.com. It would be easier to use, like, the problem is if you use another famous name and they happen to be in the same town at the same time.
Yeah.
Then you might get harassed a little bit.
They might tell you that you can't use that.
Maybe. But I did read one of the articles was a gal who handled PR for the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
And part of her job was keeping track of what all the players used for their aliases on the road.
That's funny.
I know.
But necessary.
It is, because the article that I found, it was a very old ESPN.com article about couple of guys who have been long since retired.
Yeah.
From like the late 90s, I think it was published. But she would have to keep track of all these, and like guys would get these calls in the middle of the night in their hotel room, and they're just trying to get some sleep before they have to get up and go.
Right.
You know, when you're a baseball player on the road, it's not like it's
party.
No, I mean,
you want sleep.
There's sleep.
Got a game to play.
Now, I'm sure there's a few guys that do.
Oh,
I mean,
sure,
it's not like they're choir boys on the road, but
I think they have curfews though.
Well, they have curfews, I'm sure, but there's also like, it's like a job, you mm-hmm. know?
Exactly.
You know, yeah. They've got probably 8, 10, 12 hours of work to do the next day. So
right.
It's not like they're just doing nothing the whole time. Oh yeah, we go to the stadium an hour before the game. No, they're there a lot sooner than that. We've got dirt coming up in just a few. What's in the dirt, Mel? You have no idea, do you?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I was just surprised that you were asking me for the tease.
Oh.
Are we going to do the Mash for Cash right now?
Yeah.
Okay. The man who accused Elmo puppeteer Kevin Clash, he's recanted. I've got that whole story coming up in the dirt.
Okay, the Mash for Cash. There are 7 songs here. If you can identify all 7, you will win $135 today. Here is the Mash for Cash. There it is, 361-5557. Good luck. Topping out at 51 today, 29 tonight, and 46 Thursday. Right now it is 22. The Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. $135 are up for grabs today. Didn't even have a call the last 2 days. Although, sort of, what was it? Daniel. Oh, my bad. Sorry.
You didn't have my mic on.
That's not a drink, because I never turn your mic on during weather.
Yeah.
That's an honest mistake.
Okay.
That's not worth a drink.
We had Daniel try yesterday, but...
Well, sort of, but it was feeble at best.
Yeah. I think he just wanted to call.
He wasn't even trying, yeah.
He just wanted to say hey.
So, if you know all 7 songs in the Mash for Cash, you can win cash every single day. It gets bigger every day. Today, it's at $135 from Quality Lenders, and Michael's on the phone. How are you, Michael?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Do you think you know all the songs in the Mash for Cash?
I know I do.
You know you do. Title and artist of all 7. Go ahead.
All right. Nothing on You, Bruno Mars and B.O.B., My Humps, Black Eyed Peas, What Do You Want From Me, Adam Lambert, Tonight Tonight, Hot Shell Ray, The Real Slim Shady, Eminem, My Own Worst Enemy, Lit, and Too Close by Alex Clark.
Michael?
Yeah.
You got 7 right.
All right.
You got them all.
Congratulations.
We have got $135 for you from Quality Lenders, all right?
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Way
to
go.
I can hear the excitement in Michael's voice.
I think he just woke up.
I think so, too. Kesha Dae Young.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:40. We're going to top out at 51 today. It is 22 right now. Well, we got our winner for the Mash for Cash, so we'll reset again tomorrow, and you could win $50 tomorrow, and I got to make another mash. Was it too easy this time around?
I don't think so.
Okay. By the way, when we were going through the athlete and hotel and celebrity hotel aliases,
mm-hmm.
I thought Simon Phoenix sounded familiar, and I couldn't think of where. I got 3 texts within about 30 seconds of each other. That said, it's not a spy name. It's a diabolical killer's name. It was Wesley Snipes' character from Demolition Man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Been a minute or two since I've seen that movie.
It had been a minute or two. Mm-hmm. And someone tried to correct us and tell us that My Humps was Fergie, not Black Eyed Peas. No, that was actually a Black Eyed Peas song.
Mm-hmm. It
that
was.
That Fergie pretty much sang all of.
Yeah.
It was not on the Duchess CD. It was a Black Eyed Peas song.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to look it up here.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was on was it on Monkey Business? I don't remember for sure.
I don't recall.
I was right. It was Monkey Business.
All right.
I'm not sure if it was on her Duchess CD or not, but even if it was a Black Eyed Peas song first. Sorry. I'm okay with people correcting us when we're wrong.
Right.
As they did. But I'm also not going to be corrected when I'm not wrong. Oh, wait, they already did send a text back that said, never mind, I was wrong. Sorry, never mind. I was wrong for correcting someone who had already corrected themselves. Anyway, moving on. There's a very cool story in Indianapolis. Chuck Pagano, he'd been an assistant football coach since 84. This season, he finally gets the chance to be in charge. Colts named him the head coach. Three games into the season, Chuck had to take a leave of absence to get treatment for leukemia.
Oh.
He's currently getting his second round of chemotherapy, and doctors say the disease is in remission. And to show their support for Chuck, 32 of the 53 Colts players shaved their heads last week.
Wow.
Including stud quarterback Andrew Luck. Now the cheerleaders are getting in on it.
What?
They're collecting donations for leukemia research, and if they get $10,000 by November 25th, a brunette cheerleader named Megan M. will shave her head before the team's home game.
Wow.
And she is an attractive gal, let me just tell you. Very, very, very attractive gal. So, there was a... I saw a tweet yesterday afternoon that made me laugh.
Okay.
It said, OMG, my mom just bought a gun. Or not, yesterday afternoon, it was the day before.
Yeah.
My mom just bought a gun. And it made me wonder if I had had, I was sitting there trying to think if there was anything my mom ever bought that just totally blew me away. And if she had bought a gun, it wouldn't have freaked me out really, because my dad's bought dozens.
Right.
And she used to be a competitive trap shooter back in the day before me and Joe were around.
Very nice.
But has your mom ever bought anything where you're just like, what?
I can't think of anything.
The only thing I can think of, and it wasn't just mom, it was mom and dad, when they got a timeshare, I was like, really? You did? I thought you just go to those things to get the free stuff, and then you bail. You don't actually buy anything. But apparently they did buy something. And they've used it a lot. They exchange it, travel all over the country, so on and so forth.
Wow.
Your mom ever done anything, bought anything weird?
Not that I can think of. Trying to think if there's anything weird that she's ever bought.
No?
No.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Not a single thing.
I can't think of anything.
You can put it down now. I saw it.
Okay. Making sure.
Or, no, wait, put it back up. I can't remember what it said.
You can't remember what it said?
Yeah, just hold it up for the next half hour, would you?
No.
What did your mom buy that you were just like, huh? I can't believe my mom bought a blank. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Mel was holding up a little handwritten note that said vault.
Yes.
Because I did almost forget.
I know, you were going to forget.
Nate's freaking out. Killing me, give the number. Well, hey, maybe if you'd have been here yesterday, Nate.
He was just late.
He was way late.
He was late.
He didn't email until like 7:50. Number today is 7. Or F.
It's 7.
7 is the number today. If you have all 3 on Friday, you'll win a $50 party tab to the vault. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:55, up to 51 today, 22 right now. We have got some McNally's gift certificate to give away here coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so. Okay, so mom buys something weird. Some moms do buy things, weird things all the time. I saw a tweet the other day that was just, it just grabbed my attention. OMG, my mom just bought a gun.
Okay, yeah, and especially not something that you normally expect a mom to go out and buy.
No, mom comes home with, groceries
or clothes. Yeah.
Or, gardening stuff,
right.
Just think of all the stuff I ever saw my mom come home with. I never once saw her come home with a gun. What was fill in the blank? I can't believe mom bought a blank. I got a few texts here. One was a tattoo.
Oh,
and this one is crazy. My mother-in-law bought a clavinova. You know those fancy schmancy organ things.
Weird. Yeah.
A clavinova.
Okay.
She must love her clavinova.
I guess so.
361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Mandy's on the phone. How are you, Mandy?
Pretty good.
So, I can't believe my mom bought a...
Well, I can't give you any specific examples because the stuff that she buys is just random crap. It's like from those junk catalogs, all these little latest creations that are supposed to be such a life-saving thing.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, like some of those little weird kitchen gadgets or some kind of weird thing for your garden or whatever. And it seems like whenever she has a garage sale with me, guess what she's selling?
All that crap.
All the random crap that she bought that was supposed to be this great stuff.
So, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wanted to go into her house and grab all those catalogs and just shove them somewhere where she can't find them.
And then also hide her credit cards from her so that she can't buy stuff.
And don't
let
her watch.
She's spending your inheritance, you know, Mandy.
And don't let her watch the Home Shopping Network.
Never.
Yeah. It's all about all that kitschy stuff that's pretty much just kind of junky.
That's funny. Well, thank you for the call, Mandy.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As seen on TV.
Yeah. Some of that stuff, though, does work.
I know. Crystal is still toying with the idea of those wireless headphones for me. Because I can't stand to watch TV and not hear everything.
Right. Oh, that'd be pretty cool for you, actually.
Yeah. I guess they got them for her dad.
Huh.
Andy's on the phone. How are you, Andy?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, I can't believe my mom bought
a stuffed teddy bear with a raincoat and an umbrella that sang Dancing in the Rain. She sent it to me while I was in Iraq. I opened the package and instantly was just like, wow.
So, was anyone around when you opened the package?
Yeah, like my whole squad.
I was going to say, that sounds like the kind of gift that would get you a lot of razzing.
Oh, yeah. And everybody's reaction was just, wow.
A stuffed teddy bear that dances and plays Dancing in the Rain.
Why would she think that you would want
that?
While
I was in Iraq.
Yeah, where it doesn't rain much.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it like a sick joke?
I don't know. I still to this day do not know.
Wow, that is terribly funny.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, Andy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Dancing in the rain. I don't even know how that song goes.
I'm singing in the rain.
Okay.
Just singing in the rain.
361-5557. Email or text am at
hot1047.com. Hot1047.com.